I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive out the window. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
I don't think it's throwing in this case. It's just dropping. It's these cars are parked back where we work and tend to park. I don't think there's any throwing happening. It's not like they're on the highway. Although that person might be guilty of that, too. Who knows? Who can explain any of this? But there are just like, you know, there's a small pile of Q-tips in the parking lot. Right, together.
I like that they're throwing them. If
they're throwing them, they're spiking them.
If you're sitting in your car and disposing of them through the window, you've thrown them out the window. Whether you're moving or not. Moving is not imperative to throwing from a vehicle.
Moving is not, hang on, let me write this down. Moving is not imperative to throwing.
That's what my grandpa always told me.
This is the Ulysses Grant quote. You just sort of drop it. You almost set it on the ground. Moving is not imperative. Who's a famous general who would not move his army? He would just sort of sit there and squat, hoping not to get attacked. I don't know that answer. I do know that progrid.org is up on my screen with the schedule.
Oh, baby.
And there's no change again.
No, I'm sorry.
There's no change again.
You got us all excited there. You got me excited. I can't speak for everyone. I don't know what people are thinking out there.
We were led to believe there would be 3 reveals today. It's after 5. People are driving home, flinging those Q-tips out the window on the roads, and yet we only have 1, and it came early this morning. Dallas at Philadelphia opening night, which I think is fine. I think there are a couple of better games, but I always say about the week 1 primetime games, you don't need to be too good. I didn't need the Chiefs there. They're on Philadelphia's schedule, I think. Washington was my favorite idea. Dallas is not the toughest game of the bunch, but it's still good. And Kansas City is indeed on. That's the Giants. No, it's Philadelphia at Kansas City this year.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Could have been the Lions were the one team we talked about, and the Bears even for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Dallas is fine for that. We think we know Friday night. Week 1, there's a Friday night game in Brazil, which should be Chiefs-Chargers.
Right.
So the report on that is, because on Twitter I saw a couple of Chargers fans, presumably, complaining that they didn't protect the Chiefs game, that would be a game where you'd want to be on home field.
Uh-huh.
Not that they've tended to win those games anyway, but, you know, obviously you'd want that, I guess. But that the Chargers... And I suppose this is how it works for all teams. You can protect 2 games. And the Chargers did not pick that game. So therefore, it was vulnerable to have this happen. Mm-hmm. That it was put in Brazil. And it was reported, I think maybe Pro Football Talk, that the Chargers' choices were non-divisional games. They protected 2 other games on their schedule. This would be interesting to know.
Yeah.
I think who each team picks. So...
I wonder...
The Chargers... Sorry. The Chargers have Pittsburgh at home, and maybe Pittsburgh will fill their stadium for them.
Well, that's what I was just going to say, is maybe you pass on the Chiefs game because you're sick of the building being taken over by Chiefs fans anyways. But then if you're going to say the same thing about Pittsburgh and it's all about filling the building, then that's a different criteria. But if you're a Chargers fan, sick of seeing 30,000 Chiefs fans descend on your stadium every year, because that's the rep. The Rams get the same thing. I mean, the Bills fans took it over for opening day. Took it over is a little strong, but still. Like, it's not... It's a very casual sports market for as big a market as LA obviously is. And so you can get there if you want to go there. So I might think the motivation for the Chargers, my first guess would be they're tired of just having the Chiefs pack their building, and I don't care if we go play them somewhere else, because it's no big deal to us to not have to play a quasi road game in our own stadium against them every year anyways. Maybe we can actually beat them if we play them in a neutral site.
Well, I wonder if, you know, if this logic is close enough, I wonder if, because it's Kansas City, they'll draw. And maybe they sell out all their games anyway, but it's sort of the makeup of the crowd that LA will go see Mahomes. But if it's Pittsburgh, it's like less cool, and Pittsburgh will just invade. You know, maybe they're more a team that invades. If the report is accurate, the Chargers protecting two of their home games, and none was a division game, which led to the Chiefs game going to Brazil. This is like akin to your Hallmark research here. We're trying to... They also play Houston, Indianapolis, Minnesota, and Washington. I don't know. Is any of that cool enough to do this? But also Philadelphia. So I would guess that the two games they would protect would be the Eagles and the Steelers.
Yeah.
Wait. Let me make sure my logic is clear here. I'm saying they want the Steeler fans.
Right. And I'm not sure that there's a problem drawing fans as much as there's a problem with the building being overtaken.
Okay.
So we're on different trains of thought there.
Okay.
I don't know which one, you know, neither could be right. Both probably aren't right, possibly being right. I do like, you know, as much as it, you know, I'm dealing in the what I consider to be the reality that the building's going to get overtaken. I would understand a Chargers fan being annoyed that you're not protecting division games. Like, we're trying to win this thing here. Are we just giving up? Like, the Chiefs are too good. We can't catch you. Like, you know, what's going on? But the reality is, I think that the building gets run over anyway, no matter what you do.
We do have the Fox announcement now.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Week 16, Saturday, doubleheader, Green Bay, Chicago, Philadelphia, Washington. You know, they do the annoying thing here that everybody is doing now, and I don't understand it. Maybe it's because so many games are in places like Brazil and Madrid. They used versus and not at. You assume where these games are being played from this?
Yeah, these are division games. No. No.
Versus doesn't mean necessarily anything.
Yeah, unless there's a traditional placement, you know, left or right of the verses, which signifies home, but I've never studied it. So I don't know how that lines up.
Just show me like a release or something to go with the tweet.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Only team here on the Bills schedule of the four is the Eagles. So it will not be the Eagles here on week 16.
Right. The Saturday before Christmas is where this falls on the calendar. Saturday, December 20th. Okay.
All right, now the Adam Schefter tweet has ats. But it has them in the other order. Philadelphia at Washington, Green Bay at Chicago, in some order on December 20th.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if there are additional Saturday games on the 27th.
In addition to the Peacock thing.
Good job by... NFL nerd having these Saturday games up already on his grid.
That was really fast, yeah. Well, I say that not knowing the timing of this, but it feels like it was within the last few minutes.
So. I think we're doing what he's doing, only we're talking to.
Right.
Just kind of sitting there in keyboard position here for anything, scrolling on the phone. Bam, there it is, Fox. Da-da-da-da-da. We're kind of doing the same thing, only also
we're
talking.
Live on the air at the same time, yeah.
Philadelphia at Washington, week 16. I wonder if and either of those will also play in Week 18.
Right.
That's happened.
Mm-hmm.
I hope not.
No, I don't think that's fair to anyone, really, when you play a division two division games within like a 3 week or even 4 week, like you just front half, back half, as best you can, that's recognizing that there's going to be challenges, but you just should not be playing. And we've seen it, numerous times. This happened with the Bills and the Patriots pretty recently, where you play two times in 3 weeks or two times in four, and it's just not the way it ought to be. So I hope that doesn't happen here. But all right, there's
who
the
do
Bucks.
You like in these games? Philadelphia at Washington, that could be big. Both of them could be big.
Yeah, I mean that's an NFC title game rematch, right?
So Fox gets to pick, the networks get to pick their reveal, and that's what Fox went with. Week 16 Saturday doubleheader.
That is a pretty big deal that they get to own that day like that.
That's new, right?
Yeah, because usually if you have games like two or three games on the odd Saturday late in the season, everybody gets a turn. You know, there's a CBS game, there's a Fox game, and if there's a night game, maybe it's NBC or some now streaming carrier or whatever. But it's usually three carriers. So to have them now not knowing doubleheader Fox that date, we don't have times yet on any of this. I wonder if there's a third game somewhere else that day too, because you have room for three games, obviously, with a one and a four and an eight window.
Yep. Such is life in schedule world, where you get one, in this case two, together.
Yep.
And you go, all right, yeah, cool. I'm done. Now what? What's next?
Prime, where are you?
Where's week 7?
Come on.
Just dump week 7 on our laps.
Come on, Prime.
Prime.
Let's get it together, Prime. Fox has done what they've done. NBC did their thing earlier today. We're waiting on you, Prime.
If I were Prime, I'd want to make sure nobody considered me late.
Right.
I'd want to be right out there.
That's big. Their whole business is predicated on being fast.
Is there something on Prime, like tonight, that's important? Is there a debate or a baseball game or something that you'd want to watch? They have some baseball, right?
Sure.
They do. Does Apple. Yeah. I've watched a couple games on Apple.
I know Apple has it. The picture is unbelievable on Apple. The baseball games I've turned on Apple, it's almost too good.
I think Prime has baseball.
This looks fake. Prime has had hockey on Monday nights in Canada all season long, like regular season, not I don't know. I was about to say I don't think I've ever gone in there for anything other than the football games, but that's not exactly true. I regrettably watched an NHL behind-the-scenes thing about the Leafs or something that was narrated by Will Arnett. It was fine. It was just Will Arnett just kept talking about the Leafs as we, and it made me crazy. Mm. And I hold that against him now to an unhealthy extent. He's the first person that's ever done that. But it was annoying. Shut up. But that's it. That was already like 3 or 4 years ago. I do not think, ooh, I'm looking for a new show to watch while I'm exercising on the bike downstairs. Let me see what Prime's got.
They're good, though.
I just don't ever go there.
The Lightfoot movie was on Prime.
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm sure they have some good programming. I just never think to go looking for it.
There are enough choices. You have too many choices.
Mostly because that's right. But when I was around this time with that Leafs documentary, which was largely really good, except the Will Arnett part, I did try a couple of other things like music documentaries, and they were like just the kind of music documentaries that get made that like nobody that really knows anything about the artist is going to get nobody wants to sign off on it. So it's like a roadie from some other band that knows a guy talking about what am I doing here? This is like 10th rate. And that sort of turned me off of Prime permanently, other than for football. So I'm judging harshly their programming content without much knowledge.
Clearly.
Yeah.
You're even admitting
it. Yeah, I am. I'm telling you. You chase me away with your garbage music documentaries.
So Bills wise, if we're again, it's all just guessing, but if the guessing is correct that Alan will be on the Today Show to talk about the Peacock game, which is the Saturday night after Christmas, Hallmark movie, Peacock, the affiliation that you dug up earlier,
dug up
NBC. This is a game you need to get Peacock for. It'll be a good game, and maybe a home game to have him on.
Yeah.
And, you know, mention the movie if they do that.
Yeah.
Then we're looking at...
But you won't have to get Peacock. Whether the game's here or there, you don't have...
We wouldn't.
Yeah, people not in the market. The game will be televised locally on an over-the-air channel.
Yeah, right. But everybody else. The Today Show will be on...
Right, that's right.
So what game is that going to be? Week 17, Bills at home... Bengals or Ravens?
It's too late for the Chiefs.
It is too late for the Chiefs.
I don't think I'd I want to almost say the same thing about the Bengals or the Ravens.
Well, the Bengals, the Hamlin game was that week.
That's correct. Yep.
Was it the same level of magnitude then? Because the playoff game hadn't happened yet. The Hamlin game hadn't happened yet. I'm not sure it was really like apples to apples.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's even the Bengals themselves are debatable as to like what kind of interest people will have in them. You and I are kind of, they're in the corner of our eye all the time.
Yes.
Cincinnati.
Yes. I think despite their deficiencies on defense, they're going to be right back to being, like, I think that division will be a slugfest between they and Baltimore.
So, you know what else this could be? The stadium finale. They could also include that.
Ooh.
Week 17.
Go on the road in week 18.
Yep. Island game, Saturday night, chance of snow, good opponent.
Hallmark movie.
Hallmark movie, possible regular season finale. Those are my chips. I don't think it's week one. I think it's this. All of it. And they'll go on the road in 18, I'll say, to add to the spectacle of the previous game. We looked up when the Patriots closed their stadium. They did not play at home in the finale.
Right.
They had a playoff game, the Tuck Rule game. It ended up being, that's a famous way out. But that's, I think how this works is the it's just so much now. The networks buying these, you know, cross-promotional appearances. Allen's on to mention what game they're going to have on at some point. There's so much that they're putting into that, that having all those pieces fit in here, that works for me. That sounds like appropriate that they would promote all of that at once, announce all of that at once. So who would it never be? That could be a divisional game then. That could be like Miami.
First thing I thought of was New England just now.
They're so boring, though.
I know, but hey, I'm also, I mean, I want to be careful about introducing new layers to already what is a multi-layer guesswork fest here. I mean, this whole thing, this whole operation is just so flimsy.
It is.
Final game at the stadium. Look, I know you don't get to play the Washington Generals in the NFL, but like I'm scheduling the final regular season game ever. I don't want it to be a team that could kick my ass. Like I want it to,
well, come on.
I know how that sounds.
What's their record?
I know. They're so good. They should, you know, whatever. San Francisco's coming. Bills killed them. Dallas 2 years ago killed them. So I want to run away from that, but I had the thought. So whatever, you know, I'm speculation city.
Well, they'd want it to be competitive.
Yeah. I guess I don't want the final game at the stadium to necessarily be competitive. I'd rather it be a team like the Jets.
You'd rather it be the week after and Allen just takes the first snap and leaves?
Yeah.
I don't think that's better.
I guess.
I like it in prime time. I like it for all the reasons that make sense to me.
Yeah.
I like it. So I don't think it would be...
I just don't want them to lose the final game at the stadium.
Me neither. So. I don't think it would be the Jets or the Patriots. I don't think it would ever be the Saints or the Buccaneers. I think that it could be any of the big ones. Although Philadelphia is now, that's the Saturday, it's the week before. No real history with the Eagles. I wouldn't rule out the Chiefs, but Bengals and Ravens.
It feels so light to play
Baltimore.
The Chiefs. Yeah.
That's great. I mean, if it's the last game of the stadium, it is. That's pretty good if it's Baltimore, Buffalo.
Yeah.
That night.
The Eagles being in that spot the week before, competitively, they could look at that as fair, right? Although the Bills probably won't be coming off short rest normal rest if they're playing Sunday into Saturday. But, you know, the Eagles, that's a way to, you know, keep them on a regular schedule, I guess. But, yeah, I don't know. Those two games almost sound too good for Saturday night Peacock to me.
Adjust your priors.
Yeah.
I feel like the Peacock game is going to be a good game. 803-0550, if you want to guess along with us, we're admitting that's what it is, but I don't know. I think it's fun. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back after sports on WGR.
NFL players do not voluntarily give up $30 million, which means that the Saints made it clear to Carr and his representation, if you just have the surgery and go on IR, we're going to file a grievance because you didn't tell us in March that your shoulder was bothering you when we redid the contract. Because of that, I'm not 100% convinced that Derek Carr never plays football again. This might be a financial short-term marriage. If there was ever a year for the Saints to hit the reset button, this would now be that year.
Ross Tucker, you'll recognize his voice probably. We haven't gotten to the Derek Carr announcement yet. This may not be fair. Actually, that might not be fair. I don't know. Like, right. What one would bristle at any sort of allegations like that. And Carr at one point seemed to have heard enough of it. And he went to a church in Las Vegas and kind of was talking like the Saints were the devil.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
But anyway, here was his statement on Saturday. I think of him as somebody that gets into it with fans online. He's done that a couple times.
Yeah, I think he runs hot. Yeah.
He runs hot. And maybe he sort of grew out of that. We don't all. I don't know. But the statement from him, I'm retiring. We've been blessed. Difficult to find the right words to express our thanks to all the teammates, coaches, management, ownership, team officials, and especially the fans who made this journey so special. Paragraph, and the statement closes with, your unwavering support has meant the world to us. I just have a tough time thinking that Derek Carr, his attitude about fans is unwavering support. He seems like somebody that takes it pretty personally, and it read to me like he was being sarcastic. Wow. Your unwavering support.
That is tough. Yeah, that is tough.
Unwavering support.
Wow.
Derek Carr. Yeah. No, he's kind of he's made a lot of money. His stats actually in a couple areas make him look a lot better than I think his reputation. Low sack rate, low interception rate. Like he's kind of all time great in a couple areas. Never won a playoff game. But somebody like Cousins, who's in the bucket of just like how much money they've made, how long they've lasted without that much team success, which makes them kind of, I don't mean this like in a really bad way, but it makes them kind of like a joke where people talk about them, you know, pejoratively. And if Cousins said, I mean, he seems maybe like he's a little bit more easygoing. But I don't know if that's true. I mean, I don't know these people. If he said something like that on his way out the door, I might sooner believe it. But Carr for me is somebody that, like, I think he will, you know how Kevin Durant is?
Yeah.
Just like he will mix it up with people online that don't say nice things about him.
I feel like when you're retiring, sure, has he? Did he earn a reputation? Is it well earned? Sure, but there also would have been lots of people, maybe even more people than these critics that he's gotten into it with, who have offered him unwavering support. And when you're done playing, that's a chance for you to at least acknowledge that. Right, you've bought my jersey. You've had my back, going all the way back to Fresno, whatever. So, I don't know. I didn't find it odd at all. Okay. It's kind of the typical sort of exaggeration emotionally that gets made when someone is walking away from, you know, something that people and the person himself has cared so deeply about. So I don't know. I didn't find it.
Quarterbacks like that just simply do not receive unwavering support. They are mocked.
Right. Yeah.
They are criticized constantly. Mm-hmm. And if it's legit and you're able to sort of have that perspective on the fans and your career, credit to you.
More power to you.
Because there's no way he's somebody that you would think of as having received unwavering support.
Yeah, I don't think he's had an easy ride.
His support has, to say the very least, been absolutely wavering. I mean, it's definitely wavered. He's had some highs, but also some lows.
Right. I'm just one football fan in Buffalo, New York. I've never for one second taken him seriously as a threat. You know, like as a big-time player. He played a long time. He had plenty of good games and, like you said, has made a ton of money. But I never thought, like, he's any level of good that I have to care about. Where's he going? I don't care.
That's obviously definitely not unwavering support.
Right? Like, where are you going? You're on that team now? Okay, great. They're, you know,
it's nothing close to resembling unwavering support.
But I'm just me. I'm just saying there are probably people who adore him and think he's the best thing ever.
No chance.
No chance.
Nobody adores him. What does that even mean?
Come on.
Nobody. Maybe family. Maybe family.
No.
Black Friday, 3 o'clock. Chicago at Philadelphia. More NFC.
Is this from NFL Nerd? Where's this from?
Yes, but it's probably from somewhere else first.
Sure. Well, I would imagine so. Yeah, okay.
Yes, it is from NFL Nerd.
Is that
going to be Netflix? That's Netflix. Or is that Prime?
I think Prime was Black Friday, yeah.
So this is going to be there.
Netflix is Christmas Day only. I think that's the only place Netflix is.
And it's all three games?
Yes.
Maybe?
Yes.
So this is our Prime reveal then?
Maybe. I would imagine that would be more formal if they were slated to actually announce it. Or maybe it's been announced and NFL Nerd knows it and we just haven't seen it yet.
Maybe.
Because it's Prime and it's in my wife's email box.
He posts it as confirmed.
Okay.
Chicago at Philadelphia. So that's another week where the Bills will not play the Eagles. We won't get to the point here.
And another Prime spot, holiday Prime spot where they will not be.
Black Friday.
Right.
Yeah, that's the better point.
Probably increases the likelihood of this thing for Peacock on the 27th.
Are you ruling Christmas out? Are you ruling Thanksgiving out?
I have been in favor of Christmas, but now that Christmas is ruled out, I think I might need to rethink Thanksgiving.
It could only be the night game.
Right, because they don't play the Lions or at the Cowboys.
Right.
So you can't do that. You could host a night game on Thanksgiving. We haven't done that. That would be different. I mean, they've played in all three windows, but they've been in the road team in all three windows, even New Orleans, which is not one of the traditional homes of Thanksgiving football. So, yeah, I mean, there's an opportunity there.
It would have to be the night game.
Yeah.
I think the we've already talked about it a lot. The Peacock game just makes too much sense. And I don't know. Who knows what they'll do? But did Mike Tirico make today's announcement on the Today Show?
Yes.
So you're going to have Alan on, and there'll be probably a cooking segment, and there'll be, you know, other things. But to have it be the week one game is a little bit too close to what you did today.
Yeah, I agree. So, I think the affiliation that has been uncovered by our audience, thank you, audience, with Hallmark Channel streaming their stuff on Peacock, that just points to that. big time to me.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, again, all of it's guesswork. I would want to say, despite that, I'll be surprised if I get up tomorrow and Allen's, you know, well, I'm going to get up really early.
Wednesday.
I'm golfing. Wednesday. Thank you. All right. Whenever I get up on Wednesday and this announcement has been made and it's not that Peacock Saturday, the 27th game. Like, I'm anticipating that to be the content that we get from Allen on the Today Show.
You know, it's tricky. So Wednesday is like a holiday for me with the schedule, just like all the different leaks. And you have a couple, there's a New York Post guy in the morning that has the Jets schedule usually, and there'll be a couple other ones, and you try to figure it all out. That's also the day before the PGA, and I'm picking the 10 golfers for the PGA.
Oh, dear, you better...
So what are we doing at 6 on Wednesday? Is that Brian calls in, and we talk about golf for 20 minutes, and I give you my 10 names, while... Oh, Atlanta is not here. We're here in week 7.
Right.
Can we juggle all that? I don't know if I would try.
I think we can. I did for the Masters. Maybe you weren't here.
I wasn't here.
And something, I don't remember what, maybe it was a Sabres, whatever it was, I did the thing, the picks thing with Brian in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
We just did not. It was like a 45 segment. We just did not have time. Yeah, I think it was a Sabres home game, or a Sabres game, whatever. Pre-game at 6, and so we just stuck it in and just blew through it really fast. So you know we can find a way.
I might want to prepare this time for the golf.
Well, you should do that ahead of time because the schedule is going to consume you.
That's what
will happen to you on Wednesday is it'll be time and you will have not thought about it at all because you're busy with the NFL nerd and your own grid.
That's right. I will need to do it in advance.
So tonight you should go home and look at the odds and at least give yourself 12, 15 guys that
I will.
You like. And yeah, then
that's right. Shortlist.
Like 3 of the top, you know, whatever. Just yeah.
Read about the course.
Get a plan.
Where are the bunkers?
Longest course on the PGA Tour, I read. One of the longest, if not the longest course on the PGA Tour.
Quail circuit. Hollow?
Yeah.
Right. Charlotte?
Yeah, North Carolina. Yep.
Be nice and cool there, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody will be sweating this week at the PGA. I mean, it is only May. That was me today. Out. It's 82 right now.
It felt good.
With a broken tooth, I'm out there.
I did my second outdoor bike ride of the year, and one of the things I mean, I love going outside on a bicycle instead of being in the basement, but in the basement, I'm going to sweat like crazy. And when you're riding outside and it's not that hot out, you don't get a sweat going at all because you're moving through the air at 15 to 20 miles an hour the whole time, and it's just like, I don't feel the same. I like the sweat. The sweat tells me I'm working. Anyway, I had a nice bike ride, and I sweated. It was hot enough to sweat, which was ideal for me.
And me and my mower, definitely a sweatable chore.
Just riding around on a lawnmower?
Yep, I'm going to say it is, yep. What I have to get in the habit of, I think,
is bringing a beer with you.
My son went and fetched me one yesterday. We had a little game worked out.
All right.
So that was cool. No, what I'm going to have to get in the habit of doing is driving around with the gas can.
Oh, dear.
Right?
Well.
No?
No.
Is that a special trip?
Well, yeah. You just have to have. Yeah, I would not ride around with a gas can.
Doesn't seem ideal.
No.
But like yesterday, I ran out of gas. I had more. But when that happens next time, I'm not going to want to just get in my car and go get gas.
Oh, you mean ride around. Not on the mower. You mean like. Sorry. What are you saying here?
I think I want to have the gas can in my car.
Okay. So you can.
So that when I need, like, when I'm, so I don't have to make a special trip out.
Right, sure. Okay.
But is that unsafe? If it's not empty, is that unsafe? They got to get it home.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't understand why you need to have it in the car. Can't you just go fill it up 5 gallons? You're good for a while. And then when you notice it's getting low, go fill it up again.
Yeah.
That's not that cumbersome.
I think maybe
you can manage.
I think maybe my yard takes up most of the tank.
All right.
I don't know, though. I haven't enough experience.
Yeah. Yet. Well.
I wouldn't want to have to stop cutting the grass and then go to the
gas station. No, you definitely don't
want
that.
That's all I'm saying.
No, what you need to do is get a big, do you have a big 5 gallon?
Yes.
Okay. Get another one. So you always have two. One of them's full.
Oh, that's good.
When
I was in my riding mower prime at the cottage up in Ridgeway, that we had two tanks or two of those gas cans, and so I always had gas.
One is always full.
Yeah,
that is good. All right, schedule week, everybody. I mean, what drama! Coverage of the NFL schedule release on WGR is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. The whole thing comes out Wednesday night. We're getting little pieces.
Well, what good is that?
What's tomorrow? CBS? I know. What fun is that? CBS is tomorrow, wouldn't it be? Is maybe Monday Night Football?
I don't have my list open.
We'll get it.
I had it earlier. But yeah, we can find that. There is stuff tomorrow. I just don't know who, so I don't want to say.
All right. And Alan on the Today Show is Wednesday. That might be Bill's Christmas weekend. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Lines open for you, 803-0550. This is WGR. Courtesy of Sal, possible wrench in the Peacock plan.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. I just said I'd be very surprised if that's not the announcement on Wednesday.
Yep. Possible wrench.
Okay, what's the wrench?
This is another one where, like, I got the same email and just didn't
read the whole
care
thing
about it. Right. The same.
Yeah. I looked. I glanced at it for clues.
This has happened before. The as it's known or to be known, the Peacock Holiday Exclusive will be selected from a pool of key NFL Week 17 Saturday matchups. This is Week 17. There also will be a Sunday night game, naturally, on NBC that weekend, so the 28th. And I think maybe they could do that here and pump up Peacock and the Hallmark and still get the Bills at home on a prime slot. And then maybe list the Saturday game. He's the MVP. List the Saturday games as well. And then promote Buffalo, Cincinnati, or whoever it is.
On Sunday night.
On the Sunday night. Huh. I think that could probably work. But maybe they don't announce the game for Peacock tomorrow. Or, you know, prior to well into the season. Those Saturday games, the season goes long before they line them up.
Okay, so they may want to wait to pick.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Pick what will be the best looking game,
right,
for that platform.
That's what they've done with the Saturday games. It's well into the season before they slot them.
That's right. Irrespective of Peacock, though.
Yes.
Right? Like, 2 years ago, we knew right away Bills, Chargers, Peacock. Like, that was not a game that was picked out.
Okay.
Of the, like, we knew right away that, because I remember talking about, oh, Peacock, here comes Peacock. Everybody's going to have to get Peacock. And that came when the schedule came out.
Okay, so you could read this the way maybe Sal has, and we're talking now, or the other way. Which they'll have Saturday games announced, and then this one will be picked and announced Wednesday.
Right. That's how I remember it 2 years ago, okay. that we did get that Charger game announced at the outset of the schedule. Unlike, say, sorry if this is too many years ago, but the game the Bills played in New England in 2019, which was like a 4:30 window, and that game came when the schedule was announced, when the Bills sent out the email with the schedule that had a Saturday and a date, but not a time. It was like, it was going to be determined what window it was going to be, but we knew it was going to be on Saturday. I think, or maybe even it was all TBD and they were going to decide which games were going to be on Saturday at a later date. The Peacock thing was different last year, 2 years ago than that. So I don't know if, like, which way they'll do it now. But I know that that's
at least I'm feel very confident that that's what they did with the Charger game 2 years ago.
Could they put Kansas City Buffalo on Peacock on a Saturday night?
Sure.
Week 17? Does it make sense?
It just seems so late for the Bills and Chiefs to play to me. I mean, they're going to play again in a month.
Yeah, right. It's too close to the second meeting.
It's not. I don't know.
That's a good way to quash that idea.
I don't know if I really like that.
I like that. I agree. I don't want it that late either.
Yeah.
I said we talked about this a while ago, and I said you could end up ruining it by putting it so late if things are decided or one team is down.
Mm-hmm.
If you put Buffalo Kansas City in week 6, or you know what have they done recently? More like week 13 or 14. And you got away with it, then that's a marquee game. But if you put any game that you think is a great matchup so late on the schedule, you could waste it. You know, just one team doesn't need it, team's bad somehow, and you just sort of waste one of the best games of the year.
Right. The ideal thing would be for it to be for the one seed, or at least to take control of the one seed with 1 week to go. You know, that would be great. But, you know.
That's a lot to bet on.
That's a lot to bet on. That's right. By the way, real quick, I checked the NFL release with all these dates and who's going to be announcing what when. The only thing on the docket for tomorrow is Good Morning America, and that's ESPN. So it's going to be a Monday Night Football game or games tomorrow morning on Good Morning America on ABC. That's it for tomorrow.
And that's on in the morning?
Right. Good Morning America, yes.
Still on in the morning?
So we've got the Prime thing. We got the Fox thing. Obviously, we got the NBC thing much earlier today on the Today Show. So tomorrow morning, Good Morning America, ESPN. And, you know, so that could be the Bills, you know, week one, Monday Night Football or something. Who knows? And then Wednesday, we get CBS. On CBS mornings, they'll do something before the schedule is officially announced in the evening, and then Netflix is also supposed to be on Wednesday at some point.
They could do a doubleheader. Buck and Aikman have made that announcement themselves in the past, and it's been two games. At least once it was two games, including Tennessee Bills the 1 year. All right, well, more excitement. Schedule week. Lines are open for your calls at 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.